This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine has regained control of the whole region around the capital, Kyiv, after Russian forces retreated from some key towns in the area, according to Ukraine's deputy defense minister on Saturday. In a message posted to Facebook, the deputy defense minister said Russian troops had departed from the towns of Irpin, Bucha, and Gostomel. All three towns lie northwest of Kyiv and have suffered heavy destruction since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th. Irpin and Bucha, commuter towns outside Kyiv, were retaken by the Ukrainian army this week. Both have seen large civilian death tolls. A reporter for the French news agency reported seeing at least 20 bodies on a single street in Bucha on Saturday, including one with his hands tied. The town's mayor said 280 people had been buried in a mass grave in Bucha and that the town is littered with corpses. Authorities have said that at least 200 people have been killed in Irpin since Russia invaded Ukraine. Demining operations are underway in Irpin. Emergency services say 643 explosives have been deactivated since Irpin was retaken by Ukrainian forces. The International Committee of the Red Cross on Saturday said the operation to help people leave the besieged city of Mariupol is continuing, hours after Russia said it had failed and blamed the organization. Russia's defense ministry said aid convoys had not been able to reach Mariupol on Friday or Saturday and said it was the result of what it called destructive actions by the Red Cross. This, according to Interfax news agency, a Red Cross convoy traveling to the Ukrainian port turned around on Friday because it had become impossible to proceed. This is VOA News. Lawyers for a Texas woman scheduled to be executed this month are hopeful that new evidence will stop her from being put to death for a crime they and many others say she did not commit. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Melissa Lucio denies she fatally beat her two-year-old daughter to death. Now four of the jurors doubt their conviction, along with bipartisan state lawmakers. One of her lawyers with the Innocence Project, Vanessa Potkin, says police questioned Lucio until she said whatever they wanted. Potkin says Lucio's daughter died falling down some steps, and the lawyer also says the autopsy shows she had a coagulation disorder that can cause bruising confused with child abuse.
None of the evidence that supported an accidental fall really came forward to the jury. It is available now, so it would be unconscionable for this execution to go forward.
The Texas Attorney General maintains evidence shows child abuse. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korea on Sunday condemned remarks by the South Korean defense minister about its ability to strike against the North and warned it would destroy major targets in Seoul if the South undertook a preemptive strike or any other military action that the North deemed dangerous. This comes after the South Korean minister, Sawook, said on Friday that his country's military has a variety of missiles with significantly improved firing range, accuracy, and power, with, in his words, the ability to accurately and quickly hit any target in North Korea. Sa also said the ministry will actively support the military to ensure it has the capability to respond to North Korea's missile threats. He also called the North South Korea's enemy. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said in a statement that the defense minister's remarks further worsened military tension on the Korean peninsula. This all according to North Korea's state news agency, KCNA. Guatemala has tripled prison sentences for migrant smugglers, eager to show it's trying to slow the steady flow of its people north to the United States. And following the U.S. government's announcement that it will lift its asylum limits at the border, Guatemalan authorities said they're preparing to handle an increase in migration through their territory. While February's legal reform is supposed to dissuade smugglers and cast the government as a willing partner of the U.S., experts and lawmakers say it will only make the trip more expensive. Recapping the top story this hour, Ukraine has regained control of the region around its capital, Kyiv, after Russian forces retreated from some key towns in the area this week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.